Argentina, you may remember, is one of many countries still fuming at the U.S. about the NSA. Yep, the National Security Agency monitored their communications, too. We're going to explore a different aspect of the NSA's vast operation now. It's the gigantic data storage facility that the agency is building out in Utah. The opening of this Utah data center has been delayed, though, by significant electrical problems. The problems are still under investigation, so no one knows the cause quite yet. The Wall Street Journal's Siobhan Gorman is on the story. First of all, give us an idea, Siobhan, of the size of the Utah data center.
Well, it's the space is 1 million square feet. More than 1 million square feet. The part that will house the data is roughly 100,000 square feet, with 900,000 square feet of space for support for things like the electrical infrastructure.
I don't even know whether they have a word to describe how big the Utah data center is. How do you measure its size of data?
Well, that's tough because no one will actually share that information. But when you talk with outside experts who kind of look at the parameters of the facility, so to speak, they say that it will probably hold exabytes or even zettabytes of data. And an exabyte, just to give you a little perspective, is 100,000 times the amount of printed material in the Library of Congress. And a zettabyte is 1,000 times that.
Holy smokes. Okay, so that's the size of the Utah data center. What are these electrical problems they're experiencing?
Well, one project official described it to me as a bolt of lightning in a 2-foot box. There have been these explosions, sometimes fiery explosions, that have happened 10 times in the last 13 months on the facility's electrical infrastructure, and obviously just makes it very difficult to do things like plug your computers in, because these are highly sensitive computer systems that are going to go into this data center, and they need very reliable electricity.
You know, I've heard about big data farms starting to sprout up in Northern Europe because the low temperatures help keep those massive servers cool. But the NSA building out in the desert of Utah, I mean, I know it can get cool, but isn't it usually hot? Why'd they do that?
Well, they did it because it's a source of both abundant and cheap electricity. You know, there are also people who say that having the support of Senator Orrin Hatch at the time was also quite helpful moving it through. But the primary reason was really because of the abundance of the electricity there.
I mean, it's abundant and cheap, but if it's unreliable, is that any good for the NSA?
Well, the unreliability is a problem with the structure, not with the electrical service. So the irony of this is that they built it in a place where they would have enormous access to electricity, and yet their own infrastructure is making it difficult to take advantage of that.
Now, you're right. There have been 10 meltdowns in the last 13 months. Does the NSA have any idea, or are they saying why this is happening?
Well, the Army Corps of Engineers is overseeing the building, and the building is being put together by a joint venture of three contractors. And there has been a fair amount of disagreement among officials on the project over what the cause is, whether or not they've actually found the cause. The contractor in the last couple of weeks came forward and said that they found the cause, but investigators with the Army Corps of Engineers say that that theory is unproven. And so they're 13 months into it and don't have agreement about what the cause of these electrical failures is, except for in two instances. So they know what caused two of the electrical failures, but eight remain mysterious.
And do they say when they think they'll be able to solve the problem?
They don't know. I mean, they've been trying for more than a year to try to figure this out. And there's enormous pressure on NSA to get this center up and running because they see it as absolutely critical to their mission, as they put it. And while, again, they won't describe exactly what they're doing with the center, it's obviously going to store enormous amounts of data. And the fact that NSA feels a lot of pressure to get this thing up and running suggests that they need space to put the surveillance data that they're collecting.
Yeah, remind us what sort of data they're collecting that requires sizes up into the possibly zettabytes.
Well, NSA collects a whole host of things. And, you know, while we don't know the specifics of what will go into this exact data center, I mean, they collect conversations. They may collect videos. They may collect just data about transactions and communications. But they're doing it on such a scale globally that even small data that comes in small packages aggregated together becomes quite large.
And without the Utah data center online, what does this mean in terms of the NSA's ability to monitor whatever they're monitoring?
Well, I mean, they're certainly still able to monitor it, but the question of how much they can keep, you know, becomes a bigger and bigger issue the longer this gets delayed.
The Wall Street Journal, Siobhan Gorman, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.